بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Is it true that according to Islamic teachings and the Ahadith, poverty and destitute will remove faith from one's life? Is it a good excuse to talk about or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, it's not an excuse at the end of the day, but can we say that poverty can lead to one's losing his or her faith? According to some narrations, it is possible, but it's not an excuse. There is a famous narration in this regard from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who has quoted the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, as saying that "Kad al-faqru an yakuna kufra." According to this narration, poverty sometimes may lead someone even to disbelief. Of course, there are different interpretations for this narration, but according to one understanding, this is referring to poverty, what we are talking about, economic poverty. And the fact that sometimes some people, because of the fact that they are poor, then they are not going to believe, or if they are believers, they may lose their faith in God. But again, I repeat, this is not an excuse. Again, according to chapter Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 155, poverty is one of the ways through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the people. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوحِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. We will surely test you with a measure of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, and fruits. So as you see, some of the points, some of the tests mentioned here are related to poverty. For example, hunger or losing your wealth or fruits. So this narration is this verse is referring to a fact that although you may be poor, you may be suffering from different problems, but at the end of the day, they are divine test, and finally Allah says that وَبَشِّرْ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give good news to the patient.
That's right.
Again, referring to the fact that it's not an excuse. And so we cannot ignore the role of patience in this regard.
We know that especially when you are living, we can say, of course, with poverty, so many problems come to you and the family, okay? So many psychological problems, emotional problems, okay, family problems comes to the scene. But all in all, it is not a good reason to lose at least faith.
That's exactly.
In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay.
Different people have different
capacities.
And scenarios when it comes to their faith and righteous deeds. We cannot say that a person who does not have any problem and he has faith has the same value and reward like the people who is suffering from many problems, and at the same time he or she keeps their faith. For sure, when you are suffering from problems and you are able to keep your faith, you are more valued before God. You are more rewarded. It's not about wealth and poverty. For example, when it comes to your family, when it comes to the place where you live, we cannot say that a person who is living in a very religious atmosphere region is like the person who is living in a very irreligious place and with yes. all the different, I mean, friends, schools, universities, and so on and so forth. For sure, I mean, the more difficult the situations are, the more reward you will receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the end of the day, as I mentioned, those people who are poor, they cannot at least say that we didn't have any way but to disbelieve in God. Mm-hmm. No. In the history of humankind, we have so many people, thousands and yes. millions of people who have been suffering from so many problems. Yes. They have been the poorest people of their time, but they kept their faith in God.
And at least the question is, what does it solve? I mean, to disbelief in God, does it solve your poverty?
That's the point.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the point.
But sometimes, I mean, the point is that when you're poor, you're suffering from so many problems, and sometimes some people, they, supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times. Mm-hmm. After, I mean, many years, or, I mean, sometimes they are losing their belief in God because of their complaints. On a daily basis, maybe they are complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many problems. They do not find, they do not find any answer to their supplications. Yes. And finally, I mean, they despair and they come to a point where they might say that so, there is no God at all. Otherwise, he would have answered me.
Also, it is advised to ask for even your financial problems,
That's
isn't
the point.
It?
Exactly.
Are we allowed in Islam
exactly,
to supplicate?
For everything.
Okay.
For everything.
You know, directly, for example, sincerely talking about our financial problems.
Sure.
Okay, God give me this, give me that. Okay, that's right.
Because I raised the issue of supplication, this is another question uh-huh. why sometimes we do not receive an uh-huh. answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Maybe we can discuss it in another session.
But we have to be ready for not giving us, for example, money or anything. Okay, I pray, but if it was not answered, for sure there is
a reason and
reason
for that. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, okay.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glory to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
The other point is that it's not the case that, I mean, on the other hand, those people who are wealthy, they are mm-hmm. more faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And they have more, firm beliefs regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe this is a reality that when we compare the very poor people and very rich people, the percentage of the people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who do righteous deeds, are, among the poor people.
Yes.
So those people who are suffering from, financial problems, they shouldn't think that those people who are very rich, they believe in God, they do righteous deeds more than them. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter 96, chapter Al-Alaq, verses 6 and 7, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Indeed, man becomes rebellious when he considers himself without need.
That's right.
So this concept of istighna before God, we know that Allah says, أَنْتَمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ. All of you are in need of God. But some people, when they become so much wealthy, I mean, they have everything that they want, in terms of, these worldly issues,
yes.
then gradually they begin losing their faith in God. They have the concept of what is mentioned in this verse, تُغْيَان, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَىٰ. They become rebellious.
Yes.
There is a story that a man was very poor at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, but he was a very righteous person. He was joining the congregational prayer of the Prophet on a daily basis. Once he asked asked the Prophet for a supplication so that he may get rid of this poverty. The Holy Prophet told him that it's not for your benefit. But he insisted, and the Holy Prophet prayed for him and gave him some money, and he bought some sheep, and gradually he became very, very much wealthy. He had so many sheep, so much so that he had a herd, and he was forced to go outside the city of Medina.
Yes.
So from that time onwards, he was not joining the prayer anymore.
Yes.
And according to some reports, once, the Holy Prophet sent someone to take zakat from him because he had chips, mm-hmm. but he refused to pay anything.
Okay.
So you see, as long as he was a poor person, he was a very righteous man.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he became very much wealthy, and
he lost his hope in Allah subhanahu
exactly.
wa ta'ala, and tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And of course, finally, according to some narrations, he came to the Prophet, and the Holy Prophet mm-hmm. asked for the money that he gave to him. It was not, that much at all he gave, but gradually speaking, the barakah, the blessing mm-hmm. that we are talking about in his property was lost, and he became poor again, but of course he became a righteous person again. So we shouldn't think that those people who are wealthy necessarily mm-hmm. they believe in God, they do righteous deeds more.
Okay.
So sometimes when we are poor, we may consider it a blessing because we do not have the capacity of being wealthy and rich.
Mm-hmm.
We see nowadays that, as I mentioned, normally those people who are very much wealthy, not normally, but maybe the majority of them, because of some illusions, they are not that religious anymore compared to the person who are not that well-to-do compared to them.
Okay. On the other hand, we have so many ahadith that if faqr or destitute and poverty comes into the society, faith will escape away from that society, isn't it?
This is not a narration. This is, a famous maybe proverb among the people that when poverty comes into your house, faith goes out.
For example, it is the faqr is Ummul Fasad or something, the mother of the
corruption. Yeah, as I mentioned,
do we have any hadith from prophets, Aimas?
As I mentioned, the one that you mentioned is not a narration, but the same message has been mentioned in other narrations, mm-hmm. like the famous narration that Kad al faqr an yakuna kufra.
Yes.
Sometimes poverty may lead to disbelief.
Yes.
So it is a fact, but as you rightly mentioned, it's not an excuse because mm-hmm. of so many people that we have seen in the history of humankind. They have been among the poorest people of their time, but at the same time, among the most righteous people of their time. The best example are the prophets, the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, who are the most righteous people of their time.
And this is why, economically speaking, Islam has a system for fuqara. By paying your zakat, your sadaqah, your khums, okay? From your money, somehow you are helping the poor and we can say the miskin, the faqir, the part of your society in this way, eradicating poverty from your society.
Yeah, this is a reality that forget about sadaqah and mm-hmm. recommend the charity.
Yes, yes.
If all the people act upon their two obligations of khums and zakat, there won't be any poor person. And this is one of the reasons that after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, we believe that there is no poor person anymore. People look for poor people, but they're not able to find because of the fact that one of the reasons is that at that time, people will act upon their obligations.
That's all right. All right, thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of faqr. Of course, faqr and faqir is also, translated as a spiritual faqr too.
Talk about that. We talked about the economic one. But the spiritual faqr is something that can be admired.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call of Islam page to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من
إلا من لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن